Welcome to Myth for Kids. I'm Twinkle. You know the star you wish on when you want your wishes to come true? Well, since I hear more wishes than you can shake a constellation at, it might be helpful to know which wishes work best. The very best wishes come from the heart. And if you really want to grab my attention, it helps to wrap your wish in a story. Maybe you want a new bicycle. You can say, "Oh, first star I see tonight. Wish I may, wish I might. Have this wish I wish tonight." Well, I hear that a lot. Then you might add, "I wish I had a new bicycle. Thanks." Now, the thanks part is important. Showing appreciation to the person you're asking something from is a really, really good idea. Okay, that's a nice start for an effective wish. Now, let's think about a way to create a story around the bicycle you want. Like, "I wish I had a bicycle because I'm the only kid on the block that doesn't have one." Or, "I wish I had a bicycle because I can go really, really fast on one, and when the wind blows through my hair, I feel like I'm sailing across the galaxy on a silver bird with lavender wings." We stars like any celestial reference. Or, "I wish I had a bicycle so I could ride to the store for my grandmother to get her a carton of milk, a loaf of bread, and some Oreo cookies." If you really get into it, you might say, "I wish I had a bicycle because I need an experiential understanding of the nuances between Newton's first law of motion for objects moving in definable straight-line directions relative to a primary rotation axis, and Newton's second law of rotation defining the relationship between net external torque and angular acceleration." Throw in a couple of terms like inertia, scalar quality, or axis of symmetry, and you're good to go. This kind of wish works really well if your parents hear it. You'll probably get a new bike before you can say twinkle, twinkle. See, a story helps people understand where you're coming from, and it also gives people a good idea of where you're going. That's why stories are so useful. They help other people, including you, decide what's meaningful in your life. Just like bicycles, stories have a purpose. Okay, let's try wishing on for size. "I wish that I had a new bicycle, or a toy, or a new friend, because..." Come on, say it out loud. "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I wish that I had a new..." Don't be shy. See, wishes said out loud are much stronger than wishes you keep inside your head where they run around in your brain like a gerbil in an exercise wheel. Remember, politely stating what you want is a good thing. Now try saying your wish out loud to the music. That's all there is to it. Once you make your wish, you need to just let go of it. Wishes are funny. Some wishes come true right away, and some take a whole lot longer. Now, wishing for a puppy when you just moved into an apartment that doesn't allow pets might be a challenge. But you might get a great stuffed animal instead, or a new friend that kind of acts like a puppy, or a new coat with spots like a Dalmatian. See, some wishes come true just like you wish them, and some come true in ways you never would have guessed. That's part of the magic. Now that you know how to turn your wish into a great story, wish like crazy. Wishes are very powerful, and stories are too. They kind of go hand in hand. And they can take you even further in life than the wheels on a new bicycle. Remember, every life is a story, and a story can change the world. Bye now. See you soon.